It wasn't the most pleasant job I've ever done. The toilet was blocked, and I had to call on the services of a plumber. Time was ticking on, and it was getting close to 1 in the morning. In this most humble setting, we got to the subject of religion and belief, and of course the upcoming events of Christmas. "I have my own faith," he said. "I don't feel I have to go to the church like, but I go like me and God have it worked out between ourselves," as he pointed to his chest. He did a bit more plunging as he struggled to remove the blockage. "I feel sorry for the young ones today. They've nothing. There's nothing steering the ship like." He paused to take a breath. "I've tried to tell me lad about how important it is, but do you know what he said?" He waited for an answer from me. "No," I said. "Gobbledygook. That's what he said it is. All gobbledygook." He was evidently more agitated and was plunging with more deliberate force. Next minute there was a strange rush of water and an almighty gurgling. "There you are now, blockage removed." Leaning on his plunger, he said, "I've seen a lot in me life, and I know gobbledygook when I see it." He was more animated, and he was thumping his chest at this stage as he said, "This isn't gobbledygook. I know what I believe. It's got me through enough scrapes." For once, I was grateful for gobbledygook. Not that I profess faith in it, but it gave him that little bit of extra fight that allowed him clear the pipe and allowed me get back to my bed.